Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we have entered the month of June, so guess what? Some songs from the shows of June. And we don't have a large number of shows from which we can choose because, as you know, June is Tony month. So shows don't really want to open during Tony month because there's a whole year that people have to remember them before the next Tony. So I think this is one of the least show opening months that we have. July and August are sketchy as well, but June, we don't have that many musical openings.
You have to remember also in the past, Michael, that air conditioning didn't exist and Broadway theaters holding 2,000 people get rather warm.
But there hasn't been an opening of a musical on Broadway since 2014. So 4 years and no musical openings on Broadway, and they do have air conditioning now.
Well, we're going to start with one of the many revivals in the month of June, and that's Camelot, which opened on June 21st, 1993, and played for a run of 56 performances prior to a national tour. Robert Goulet, who had played in the original production, this time took the role of Arthur instead of being Lancelot. There was also a one-performance revival of Camelot in 2011, which was a benefit for the Irish Repertory Company, and Jeremy Irons took the part of King Arthur. We're going to begin with the overture, and this is the overture from the recording of the 1960 Broadway original production of Camelot. Franz Ahlers conducted the orchestra. orchestra for the overture to Camelot.
I did mention that the last show that opened in June was in 2014, and that was the show entitled Holler If You Hear Me, which was the one about Tupac Shakur. That was so heavy-handed, and the book just made no sense to most people, that only ran for 38 performances. Before that was Spider-Man, the final posted opening for Spider-Man. And Spider-Man was the first show to open on Broadway in 16 years in June. So it's been a tough month for musicals, but we're going back to a revival now in 1943. Many operettas opened and were revived during the summer months, and The Student Prince was one of them. It opened on the 8th of June, 1943, at the Broadway Theater and ran for 153 performances. Of course, it's by Sigmund Romberg and Dorothy Donnelly. From a revival cast recording, we're going to be listening to Just We Two, featuring Gloria Lane, Lee Sweetland, and the Male Chorus. From Sigmund Romberg's The Student Prince, Gloria Lane, Lee Sweetland, and the Male Chorus sang Just We Two.
We have another revival with She Loves Me, which opened on June 10th, 1993 at the Criterion City Center, where it played for 254 performances. This Bach and Harnack musical is absolutely charming, and there are two important female characters. We're going to the one of secondary importance, the young woman known as Ilona, and she was sung here by Sally Mays. We're going to hear her song called A Trip to the Library.
Mm-hmm. did you like the library, Ilona?
You've never seen such a place. So many books. So much marble. So quiet. And suddenly all of my confidence dribbled away with a pitiful plop. My head was beginning to swim and my forehead was covered with cold perspiration. I started to reach for a book and my hand automatically came to a stop. I don't know how long I stood frozen, a victim of panic and mortification. When a kindly voice, a gentle voice, whispered, pardon me.
Pardon me?
And there was this dear, sweet, clearly respectable, thickly bespectacled man who stood by my side and quietly said to me, ma'am, don't mean to intrude, but I was just wondering, are you in need of some help? I said, no, yes, I am. The next thing you know, I'm sipping hot chocolate and telling my troubles to Paul, whose tender brown eyes kept sending compassionate looks. A trip to the library has made a new girl of me. For suddenly I can see the magic of books. I have to admit, in the back of my mind, I was praying he wouldn't get fresh. And all of the while I was wondering why an illiterate girl should attract him. Then all of a sudden he said that I couldn't go wrong with The Way of All Flesh. Of course it's a novel, but I didn't know, or I certainly wouldn't have smacked him. Well, he gave me a smile that I couldn't resist, and I knew at once how much I liked this optometrist.
Optometrist?
Optometrist. You know what this dear, sweet, slightly bespectacled gentleman said to me next? He said he could solve this problem of mine. I said, how? He said if I'd like, he'd willingly read to me some of his favorite things. I said, when? He said, his novel approach seemed highly suspicious and possibly dangerous too. I told myself, wait, think, dare you go up to his flat? What happens if things go wrong? It's obvious he's quite strong. He read to me all night long. Now how about that? Hard to believe how truly domestic and happily hopeful I feel. I picture my Paul there reading aloud as I cook. As long as he's there to read, there's quite a good chance indeed, a chance that I'll never need to open a book. Like someone else, someone I dimly recall. I know he'll only have eyes for me, my optometrist, Paul.
Sally Mays sang A Trip to the Library from the 1993 revival of She Loves Me.
Based on a series of short stories by Booth Tarkington, 17 opened at the Broadhurst Theater on June 21, 1951, and ran for 180 performances. Most people thought it was just too pleasant and old-fashioned, but the score is wonderful. Here from the original cast, we have That Was Just Another Day, performed by Anne Crowley and Kenneth Nelson.
Isn't it funny how things happen sometimes and change everything? Gosh, just like it was fate. I believe in fate, don't you?
Oh, S.
This was just another day. It started off the same old way. Oh, I had no idea that this would be the day of days for me. To think when I got out of bed, I thought I knew what lay ahead. I didn't realize the big surprise today would bring to me. Now all of a sudden things are hazy. My heart begins to waltz. Wonder if I'm going crazy. The world is turning somersaults. This was just like yesterday. It started out the same old way, but my, oh my, oh my, the same old sky has turned a brand new blue. This was just another day, an ordinary day.
This was just another day. It started out the same old way. I had no idea that this would be the day of days for me. The man I've had in mind has always been the he-man kind, but in my wildest dreams I never dreamed I'd meet a man like you. The boys I have met would do for brothers, so young, so fresh, so green, but you're kind of different from the others.
Was just like yesterday. It started out the same old way, but my, oh my, oh my, the same old sky has turned a brand new. This was just another day.
From the Gannon and Kent musical 17, that was Anne Crowley and Kenneth Nelson to sing This Was Just Another Day.
In our time of monumental special effects, the idea of having a swimming pool on stage is not exactly revolutionary. But back in June of 1952, Wish You Were Here, a new musical, boasted that it had a real swimming pool on stage. The score by Harold Rome is delightful, and one of the comic characters from Wish You Were Here has our next song. Sidney Armis is the social director, and he's joined by the company for The Ballad of a Social Director.
Have I got a story? It's tragical and sad, about a certain character, a promising young lad. Just the type of fella that makes our country hum. He might have been our president, so what did he become?
What did he become? A social director, social director. Up here at Camp Carefree, a social director. Someone should have told him not to be so dumb. Off his trolley, goodbye Charlie, now he has become a social director!
Laugh, itchy clown, itchy jump, itchy down, itchy dance, dance, dance! Pep up, pep up! Do a funny, make a jest, entertain a paying guest. Fast, itchy slow, itchy stop, itchy go, itchy dance, dance, dance! Pep up, pep up!
When they broke the news to his parents old and gray, his family and relatives all fainted dead away. When their friends revived them, they gave out with a moan. All the folks for miles around could hear them cry and groan. Oh, whoa, 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 a social director, social director. Don't tell us a boy is a social director. Let him be a loafer, let him be a bum. Anything is better than our boy, he should become a social director.
Laugh, itchy clown, itchy jump, itchy down, itchy dance, dance, dance. Pep up, pep up. Do a crazy, make good jokes, be a comic for the folks. Fast, itchy slow, itchy stop, itchy go, itchy dance, dance, dance. Pep up, pep up.
Have yourselves a good time, laugh and joke between yous. Nobody around this place can recognize a genius. Little do you all suspect as I make hutsy tutsy. You're looking at a sample of a modern Pagliacci. Vestella Giuba, Directori Sociali, social director. What do they expect from a social director? Nothing, nothing much. Only he should have the best qualities of the following personalities. He should be Emily Post and Sigmund Freud, Superman and William Boyd, Morse Hart and Danny Kaye, Sir Laurence Olivier, William Tilden Audubon, Charlie Chaplin, Thomas Mann, Arthur Murray, Cary Grant, Solomon and Charlie's Aunt, Milton Berle, Professor Kinsey, Menasha Skolnick, Howard Lindsay, Georgie Jessel, Duke of Windsor, Casanova, Ezio Pinza, Tyrone Power, Eisenhower.
Laugh, itchy clown, itchy jump, itchy down, itchy dance, dance, dance. Pep up, pep up. Make us laugh and make us roar, that's what you are hired for. Fast, itchy slow, itchy stop, itchy go, itchy dance, dance, dance. Pep up, pep up. Dance, 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 dance.
Sidney Armas and the company sang The Ballad of a Social Director from Wish You Were Here by Harold Rome.
Now, because our list of musicals is not that extensive, some of the losers of the month seem to really stick out, and I do want to hear songs from some of them. One that was called WC, and I'm not sure if it was about fields or a bathroom, closed before it could make it into New York. Then there was Let My People Come at the Marasco Theater, which never officially opened but ran for 128 previews. Got to Go Disco, which is one I know Ted saw, and that ran 8 shows. It's So Nice to Be Civilized ran for 8 shows, 8 performances. And one of my favorites at the Playhouse Theater, the musical Cleavage, which was subtitled A New Musical Close to Where the Heart Is. That was one performance for some odd reason. I'm not sure why. But we do have a winner, and that's the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, which seems to go with Cleavage. That opened on June 19th, 1978 at the 46th Street Theater and ran for 1,584 performances, of course, with music and lyrics by Carol Hall. We're going to be listening to The Bus from Amarillo from the original cast featuring Carlin Glynn.
Caught a bus in Amarillo, it was going to San Antone. Had a brand new cardboard suitcase and a window seat alone. And I thought that I was something, and I dreamed I'd travel far. Maybe be a restaurant hostess, maybe be a movie star. And the bus from Amarillo raced a train along the track, but I never looked behind me, 'cause I wasn't coming back. I had a one-way ticket to know. I was finally traveling free. go where anything was possible for me. We were driving on through Cisco on our way around to Baird. Got a sudden funny feeling, and I knew that I was scared. I was shaking like a leaf as we were coming round the curve. Had the suitcase, had the ticket, but I didn't have the nerve. Yes, the bus from Amarillo had me so damn terrified that I got off at the next stop and I never took that ride. Didn't want that one-way ticket to nowhere. Didn't want the traveling free. Didn't want that one-way ticket to go where anything was possible for me. Well, it's hard now to determine how a plan just disappears, how the days can turn to weeks, and how the weeks can turn to years. And it's funny how you wait for things and want that lucky day. And it's funny, when the bus stopped, I got off and walked away. And the bus from missed my only chance, and now I swear I don't know why. Guess life's a one-way ticket to nowhere. God, wish I was traveling free. Once I had a one-way ticket to go where anything was possible for me. Anything was possible for me.
That was From the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas by Carol Hall. You heard Carlin Glynn sing The Bus from Amarillo. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to songs from some of the shows of June on The Dress Circle.
When the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. was set to open, Jackie Kennedy commissioned Leonard Bernstein to write a new work to open the center. And that new work came to the Metropolitan Opera House after it played at the Kennedy Center. The 22 performances at the Metropolitan Opera House began on June 28, 1972. And Mass, whenever it is performed, has provoked the full range of public reactions. I saw one of those performances at the Met, and people started leaving about 20 minutes after it began. We're going to hear a section of Bernstein's Mass. It's called Credo, World Without End.
Thank you.
The company, led by Alan Titus, from the original cast recording of Bernstein's Mass, presented Credo, World Without End.
And now for something completely different. We're going to go to an older show, and this is The Streets of Paris, a review that opened on the 19th of June, 1939, and ran for 274 performances, which is a really good run, in 1939. One of its stars was an import who started her career in the United States and never looked back, and that's the reason we have a song from Streets of Paris, because most of them apparently were not memorable. Here singing a Dubin and McHugh song is the wonderful Carmen Miranda, and the song is South American Way.
Que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way. Ai, 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 e o que traz no seu tabuleiro vem de praia, oi, oi, vem de praia, ai, ai, em South American Way. E vem de Vatapa, e vem de Caruru, e vem de Mugunza, e vem de Umbu, e seu tabuleiro tem de tudo que convém, mas só lhe falta, ai, ai, Belenguendez, ai, 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 ai. É o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way. Ai, 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 ai.
Ai, 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 ai. Ai, 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 ai. Ai, 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 ai.
Em South American Way.
In the tropics, in that hazy, lazy, like kind of crazy, like South American Way. Ay, 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 ay. Have you ever fished in the moonlight, in the grand and glorious, gay, notorious South American Way? Ay, 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 ay.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
In South American Way.
From the 1939 review, The Streets of Paris, and I don't know what that has to do with South American Way, but there you are, and the wonderful Carmen Miranda.
Our next show is Godspell, which had quite a life before it came to Broadway on June 22, 1976, for a run of 527 performances. It started out at Café La Mama and then went as a musical to the Promenade Theater, where it played for over 2,100 performances. From the original cast of Godspell, Jeffrey Mylett leads the company with We Beseech Thee by Stephen Schwartz.
Father, hear thy children's call. Humbly at thy feet we fall. Prodigals confessing all. We beseech thee, hear us. We thy call have disobeyed. Into paths of sin have strayed, and repentance have delayed. We beseech thee.
sing about love that made us first to be. Come sing about love that made the stone and tree. Come sing about love that calls us lovingly.
We beseech thee, hear us.
Sick!
We come to thee for cure.
Guilty!
We seek thy mercy, sure.
Evil!
Beseech thee, hear us.
By the gracious saving call, spoken tenderly to all, who has shed man's guilt and fall, we beseech thee, hear us. By the love that wants to bless, pitying in our sore distress, leading us to
teach thee.
Jeffrey Milet and the company from Godspell sang We Beseech Thee.
We're going back to what I think is the oldest show on today's program, and this opened 8 years before The Streets of Paris. The Bandwagon opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on June the 3rd, 1931. It ran for 260 performances and had music and lyrics by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Of course, it starred Fred and Adele Astaire. And they went with the show to London, and fortunately, we got some recordings when they were in London, and we're listening to two of the songs they recorded there. Here are Fred and Adele with Hoops and I Love Louisa, and if you only know that second song from the film version, listen closely to the original lyrics, and you'll see how Hollywood decided it had to be cleaned up.
We live on the Rue Monceau, 21 le numéro.
We play and sleep rock my soul, every day and there we go.
We do things Mama don't know, she too busy with her bow.
And every day we hop and skip and fight and jump and fall down. We don't care how bad we are, we only get a call down. After schoolhouse door goes slam, we do not give a good big damn. We play hoops, a roll, 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 a rat-tap-tap. We bump into sleeping fat man. We play hoops, here's the far away. Mama, she scolds, she say, eh-eh-eh. You mustn't knock over these gentlemen with the whisker. We play hoops, and we write words upon the fence, but only swarthy mally pence. All day long, we play a victory hoop.
How I love a glass of beer.
More beer.
beer goes very good with beer.
Oh, beer!
When I'm drinking beer, I'm thinking of life is dear. But there's someone I love even more than beer. I love Lisa, Lisa loves me. When we rode on the merry-go-round, I kissed Lisa. And then Lisa, Lisa kissed me. We felt so happy, so happy on the free. Oh, God, but she's a beautiful Lisa. Ah, when I choose him, I love her great big bosom. Someday Lisa, Lisa will be more than just a fräulein to me.
From the Dietz and Schwartz review called The Bandwagon, that was Hoops and I Love Louisa, featuring the show's originators, Adele and Fred Astaire.
The current Broadway production of Chicago is now in its 21st year and has played over 8,900 performances. But that wasn't the original Broadway production. That one opened on June 3rd, 1975 at the 46th Street Theater and played for 898 performances. Over the years, we've used most of the score by John Kander and Fred Ebb, but I'm not sure how many times we've used this song. It's called We Both Reached for the Gun, and it features Gwen Verdon, Jerry Orbach, and the company from Chicago.
Mr. Billy Flynn sings the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they now?
6 feet under.
But she was granted one more start.
The convent of the Sacred Heart.
When you get here?
1920.
How old were you?
Don't remember.
Then what happened?
I met Amos, and he stole my heart away. Convinced me to elope one day.
A common girl, a runaway marriage. Oh, it's too terrible, you poor dear.
Who's Fred Casely?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along.
She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
He came toward me
with a pistol
from my bureau.
Did you fight him
like a tiger?
He had strength and she had none.
And yet we both reached for the gun. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both reached for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, we both reached for the gun, for the gun.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both reached for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, they both reached for the gun, for the gun.
Understandable, understandable. Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
How you feeling?
Very frightened.
Are you sorry?
Are you kidding?
What's your statement?
All I'd say is, though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
And
stay away from
what?
Jazz and liquor.
And
the men who
what?
Play for fun.
And what?
That's the thought that
yeah.
came upon me
when
we both reached for the gun.
Understandable, understandable.
Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, not a bit reprehensible, it's so deep.
from the original cast of Chicago, the 1975 version. You heard Gwen Verdon, Jerry Orbach, and the company with We Both Reached for the Gun.
Another one of the winners of June was I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road, which opened at the Public Theater on June 14, 1978, and would go on to run for 1,165 performances. Music and lyrics were by Nancy Ford and Gretchen Cryer, and after its six-month run at the Public, it moved to Circle in the Square. And its lead, Gretchen Cryer, was followed by Virginia Vestoff, Betty Aberlin, Carol Hall, Betty Buckley, Ann Kay, Nancy Ford, and finally Phyllis Newman. From I'm Getting My Act Together, we'll hear Gretchen Cryer with the company to sing Smile.
Daddy always said I wasn't pretty unless I would smile. He said smile, so I'd smile, smile, smile. I was Daddy's smiling girl. I always tried to please. I could make him happy and put him at his ease. I would smile for Daddy and sing a little song, and Daddy would take care of me. That's how we got along. He said smile, so I'd smile, smile, smile.
He said smile.
I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road. That was Gretchen Cryer with the company and Smile.
After a run off Broadway at the Eden Theater, Grease moved on Broadway on June 7th, 1972 at the Broadhurst Theater, where it played, ta-da, 3,368 performances. Now, over the years, we have used every song from the original cast recording. So we are going to have a song from Grease, but it comes from the original Hamburg, Germany cast. And performing it will be Kashi Derks, Adrian Becker, and the company. And in German, here is Summer Lovin'.
Sommerliebe schlüpft bei mir ein.
Sommerliebe kann blitzschnell sein.
Traf ne Braut unten am Strand.
Traf nen Typ nett und charmant.
Sommertag, schön, doch ich sag dir, war auch diese Sommernacht.
Komm erzähl, komm erzähl.
Was ist sonst noch passiert?
Wir waren trimmen, der hatte Darm.
Ohne mich wär sie jetzt hin.
Er war recht scheu zu Beginn.
Sommerwind, etwas beginnt.
gemacht.
Ganz gestohlen, Picknick gemacht.
Bei den Dogs ist dann geschehen.
Wir waren aus, fast bis um 10.
Sommerflirt, wer weiß, was wird. Aua, au, in der Sommernacht.
Versprachen uns treu zu sein.
Ich hab oft an ihn gedacht.
Ich frag mich, was sie wohl macht.
Sommerlied schwindet, entflieht.
Doch nie.
Die Sommernacht.
Well, closing with Sommerliebe, we're going to go away, but we'll be back next week and hope you'll join us as we take a look at some current and recent London musicals. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.